Biden claims we can't change how divided we've been after a year of divisive rhetoric. By Hannah Blow on March 2, 2022. President Joe Biden on Tuesday declared that America can't change how divided we've been after he has spent the last year pushing polarizing policies and messaging, unable to deliver on his pledge for political unity and cohesion. Let's use this moment to reset. Let's stop looking at COVID-19 as a partisan dividing line and see it for what it is. A god-awful disease, Biden said during the State of the Union SOTU address, urging Americans to stop seeing each other as enemies and start seeing each other for who we really are, fellow Americans. We can't change how divided we've been. But we can change how we move forward on COVID-19 and other issues we must face together, he claimed. Ironically, Biden, who originally presented himself as someone who would unify the country, has spent the last year continually dividing Americans, particularly on issues related to the Chinese coronavirus, waging war against unvaccinated Americans. We've been patient, but our patience is wearing thin, Biden said of unvaccinated Americans during a September 9, 2021, speech, where he announced one of the most divisive moves of his presidency, imposing a vaccine mandate on the American people despite having promised not to do so. And your refusal has cost all of us, he said of unvaccinated Americans. So, please, do the right thing. But just don't take it from me, listen to the voices of unvaccinated Americans who are lying in hospital beds, taking their final breaths, saying, if only I had gotten vaccinated. If only. The bottom line, we're going to protect vaccinated workers from unvaccinated co-workers, he said during the divisive speech. We're going to reduce the spread of COVID-19 by increasing the share of the workforce that is vaccinated in businesses all across America. Notably, Biden's approval rating on his handling of the virus dropped exponentially after he called on the Occupational Safety and Health Administration, OSHA, to develop a rule forcing businesses with 100 or more employees to either require employees to get the vaccine or undergo rigorous testing requirements out of their own pocket, amounting to a work tax. The Supreme Court, however, blocked Biden's divisive rule in a 6-3 decision in January, a decision he referred to as a disappointment. Biden, who originally pitched just 100 days of masking, also attempted to divide the American people on the issue of the coronavirus with masking, often suggesting that those who forego the mask are acting in an unpatriotic way. As I've said in the last 2 years, please wear a mask. If you're in a, you know, I think it is part of your patriotic duty. He said this year, going far beyond his pitch for just 100 days of masking. As Breitbart News detailed, outside of the coronavirus, Biden has also divided Americans in a number of other ways, including smearing his opposition as racist, supporting cancel culture, issuing an executive order on transgender athletes in sports, canceling the Keystone XL pipeline, and more. Recent surveys show a majority of Americans expressing the belief that the country is more divided 1 year into Biden's presidency.